Welcome to Hustle and Faith. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Do the pieces fit in your puzzle? Guys, I'm in full-on reflecting mode. November is finally here, and I cannot get over the fact that 2019 is literally around the corner. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. Like, a lot of thinking. I'm super ambitious, and I'm always up for a challenge, but man, this year was all about me getting back on my feet after having been laid off for a year. And it was all about me getting rid of the dead weight in my life. I got rid of a lot of toxic people. I removed a lot of bad habits and just really started to clean house in order to make sure that I'm positioning myself to live the abundant Christian life that God wants me to live. And it's been quite a journey. Honestly, the more I think about my life, the more I think about how it feels like a jigsaw puzzle with an insane amount of pieces. I sometimes visualize God literally dumping all of the puzzle pieces out of the box and onto a table. And he just steps aside to see if I'm going to put in the work to see what the finished puzzle picture will look like. And if you're like me, you automatically allow yourself to become overwhelmed by looking at the sheer number of pieces, thinking, there's absolutely no way that I'll ever be able to finish this puzzle. And yet, you're going to be wrong. We all have the ability to solve our puzzles. However, many of us never finish our puzzle because the approach in which we attempt to do so is all wrong. And here are some lessons that I learned that have gotten me closer to seeing the big picture, also known as my destiny. Don't put it together alone. Ask God for help. There have been so many times in my life where I always felt like I had to do everything. And then I would run into God's not so subtle reminders, like unemployment, health issues, etc., that made me realize that if I continued to do everything within my own strength, I was never going to succeed. God knows what the puzzle will reveal once it's finished, so it only makes sense to ask him for help. Yet, so many of us fail to do so. We keep picking up piece after piece, jamming them into spots of the puzzle that they clearly weren't meant to fit in. We need to swallow our pride and ask for help. God's expressed on more than one occasion that he would not only give us the help that we need, but also the much needed peace and rest as an added bonus. And that's Matthew 11:28. Another thing, every piece matters, guys. There have been so many times where I pick up a piece and I seriously have no idea where in the world that piece fits into my life. Sometimes I feel like God must have made a mistake by including pieces that just don't make sense. like my year-long unemployment, jobs that don't utilize my talent, difficult people, the list goes on and on and on. Now, even though I want to toss those pieces, I don't. I analyze that puzzle piece. I heed the lessons that I learned from them. And then I make sure to keep those pieces in memory because I know that they're going to come in handy in the future. One recent example that makes me think about this, guys, is my fitness journey. Okay. So I recently got licensed to teach Zumba. And I plan on getting certified to become a fitness instructor so I can teach other classes as well. So if you would have told me this last year, I would have laughed at you. And in fact, today was the very first time that I led two songs. One of my instructors was super kind enough to allow me the ability to lead like two songs. And I wasn't nervous at all, guys. I really wasn't nervous at all. It was crazy. And I felt like that was what I should have been doing all along. Like, you know, this is one of the many different passions that I should have been pursuing a long time ago. And again, if you would have told me this last year, I would have laughed at you. However, God clearly got the last laugh because he was leading me down this path all along. To say that I love health, nutrition, and fitness is an understatement. It's been a part of my life ever since I was a child. I love taking dance fitness classes like Zumba. And fun fact, I actually took Bollywood dancing for 2 years. I've taken martial arts and I've taken boxing as well. So when I was laid off, I really started giving some serious consideration as to what were some of the things that I truly enjoy doing that could bring joy to other people as well. I'm passionate about teaching, fitness, and nutrition. And so I thought the best way to combine all of my passions was to look into becoming a fitness instructor. And so this is exactly what I did, guys. This is exactly what I did. I'm so blessed to have had so many amazing instructors throughout my life. And, one of my absolute favorite, again, instructors, you know, shout out to Tiffany, allowed me to teach my very first song, you know, by myself. And it was just absolutely amazing. And it was a moment that I'll never forget because I truly felt like in that moment that I was getting this close to my destiny, okay? Which brings me to my next point. This is not a race. It's not a race, guys. Now, even though you may feel absolutely ecstatic that you finally discovered various puzzle pieces that are enabling you to see parts of the picture, what the parts of the picture may look like, that doesn't give you permission to work ahead on the puzzle without God. This, again, is not a race. God's timing is perfect. He may allow you to see certain aspects of the puzzle, but you shouldn't assume that just because you can see one piece of the picture, that this is the whole picture, okay? Getting back to my Zumba example. Now, I know that I'm finally getting closer to discovering the talents and mediums that God wants me to use. I know fitness and nutrition are part of that journey. Again, that's why I created the Hustle and Faith website, because I want to share things about Christianity, health, and nutrition, all that fun stuff. But I would never quit my day job. That would be silly and irresponsible for so many reasons. Timing is everything. I know deep down that I have a long, long, long way to go, and there are all sorts of pieces to this portion of the puzzle that I need to complete. God wants us to demonstrate that we're truly ready to place the next piece or pieces of the puzzle and can handle the vision, also known as the puzzle picture, once He reveals it to us. Therefore, it's in your best interest not to leap before checking in with God. Remember, God wants to work on the puzzle with you. Don't start putting together pieces without checking in with God first. This will delay your ability to finish the puzzle because He will walk away and leave you working on that puzzle by yourself until you invite Him to join you. It would be an absolute shame for you to never see the vision He has in store for you, all because you were too impatient to work with Him. It's all going to be worth it once God reveals the picture to you, provided you stay in faith. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed listening to the content as much as I have enjoyed creating the Hustle and Faith podcast, please consider becoming a supporter by donating any amount you feel compelled to give to help offset the cost of producing this show. Don't forget to share this message. And remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you may inspire. See you in the next episode.
Hey, what's up, sis? Anthony Jr. here. Just wanted to hit you up and say, hey, I enjoyed your last segment about the pieces of the puzzle of your life. And, me personally, I've kind of been in that season for a while, but I'm getting better every day, thank God, you know, by His grace. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your experience. And second, I want to say, wow, Zumba license? I see you making big moves. You know, every time I listen to one of your segments, man, sure enough, after a while, I'm going to hear something about you doing something else. So that's really, really good. I'm happy that, you know, you got that license and you're doing something that you enjoy. So it's not so much as work. And especially when you start being able to, you know, do those Zumba classes and get more customers, it's not going to be work to you. It's just going to be fun. So, hey, I'm proud of you, sis. Keep up the good work. Miss Tasha Johnson. Peace.
Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for your continued support. I really do appreciate it. And especially for calling in for the jigsaw puzzle, because that one is, that particular episode is near and dear to my heart, because I feel like I've been stuck in that situation myself for a very long time and still feel like I'm in it, but that's a whole nother story. But I just really appreciate you taking the time out to call and comment. And yeah, the Zumba thing, I am so excited about that because I truly do enjoy exercising, health and fitness, and I want to have more of those segments on this podcast as well. So yeah, stay tuned because in the future I'm going to incorporate even more of the Healthy Wisdom Wednesday segments. So yeah, I can't believe I am actually in the process of getting paid to do something that I love, exercising. So again, thanks so much for your support and talk to you soon. Bye.